Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Today, we've got a wonderful topic and one that gets a lot of press when you're talking about self-development, personal improvement, and all those kinds of topics, and that is focus and clarity of focus. So remember, we're about creating your ultimate life. And the way I've defined your ultimate life for this podcast is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create serving others with your divine gifts. So let's first ask the question, since we're talking about clarity of focus, what is focus? Well, an easy way to think about that is camera focus. So we have camera, and in these days, you know, everything is autofocus, right? All the cameras focus themselves automatically, often by infrared or other beam they send out, measure time and all that other business. We don't need to know the technical stuff. What we do know is it's really cool and focus comes back well. I remember easily back a few years when cameras didn't have autofocus, and at first when they did have autofocus and you used it sometimes and you didn't use it sometimes, and also when autofocus first came in that it was inaccurate sometimes, and now they've developed the technology to where it's extremely accurate and sometimes can be fooled in low light or high contrast or, you know, very busy situations and so forth. But focus is the ability of the lens to sharply define the desired objects. So if you think of camera focus, that is, okay, everything in the picture that you meant to be sharp and clear is. That's good focus. Now, some pictures intentionally blur the background, for example. So the foreground subject is in focus sharply and the background is blurred. You can buy lenses that do that, or you can have lens settings with a really large f-stop, and that will blur the background for you if you get the foreground in focus. So there's ways to get focus. There's ways to manipulate focus. There's ways to use focus to your creative advantage. And this is all just talking about cameras. This is true whether it's a video camera or a still camera and so forth. And the autofocus feature has lulled us a little bit into a false sense of security, because what it does is it, unless you know how to use lenses and know how to manipulate focus, you get the smallest f-stop and therefore the whole picture's in focus. The foreground, the background, and everything, and that spoils sometimes the creative intent that you have. So understanding what focus is and learning to manipulate focus intentionally so it does what you want is really important for the creative image maker. So how does that have to do with your ultimate life? Well, let's just go down that road of what is focus. Focus is having those things you mean to be sharp, sharply defined, sharply outlined, clear in front of you so that you know what you're thinking about and what you're doing. Clarity of focus is so important as you're creating your ultimate life, because if you don't know what you're focusing on, then guess what? It'd be just like a camera that only has one AF autofocus point. It doesn't know which piece of the picture to focus on. And unless the object or the subject in the picture, is only one-dimensional and there's no 3D about it at all, then that doesn't work for focus. Especially, let's say you're taking a picture of a fountain with a building in the background. Well, do you want the fountain in focus or do you want the building in focus? And you can do both if you have a tiny enough f-stop. And if you have a big f-stop, you can't do both. And so you have to know what you're focusing on. Now, there's a lot of jabber that I've done about cameras, but the same thing is true of audio. So, for example, in the recording studio, the focal point of most music that has lyrics and words and singing is the vocal. And so you do things in the audio studio, you do things to make sure that the vocal is clear, you can understand the words, there's no masking, frequency masking going on, so you can't understand what's happening. And just like with video or just like with cameras, there are tools and techniques in the studio to make the vocal clear, present, upfront, in your face. There's lots of ways to describe that. And it's important because if you don't, it spoils the sound of the mix. Well, life is the same way. If you're trying to create an ultimate life and you have no idea what to focus on, then you're going to be overwhelmed and your whole life is going to be sort of muddy. Just like a mix that has no focus. It's one of the words that's used to describe it is muddy, right? And it's muddy because no focus was given or present. And so the tools weren't used appropriately to create focus. So what is your focus in your ultimate life? Because again, the whole purpose of this is for you to create your ultimate life. Now, at different times in life, you might have different focus, a point of different focus. If you're a parent and you have little kids, that might be your focus. If you have, really important career opportunity or things that are developed in front of you, that might be your focus. You might have multiple points of focus, and that's okay because as you, again, using either the audio example of a song in the studio or the video example, the focus might change. You've all seen a picture where, their focus is far away and then like on a car and it's driving and then as it gets closer, the focus changes and all of a sudden someone standing by the side of the road is in focus and all the rest of it's gone. So the analogy is the same with music. The vocal's the focus and then during the chorus, there's a guitar solo and that is now the focus. Creating focus in your ultimate life is critical for satisfaction. A life that is muddy and out of focus isn't a lot of fun to live, and it is pretty much a drag. It's pretty confusing. You get tired, a lot of fatigue, and so forth. So that is what focus is. It is bringing the important elements into sharp clarity, whether it's visually, whether it is sound, or whether it is your spiritual growth, whether it is a relationship, no matter what it is, focus is bringing the right things into sharp clarity. Part two is, we've talked about some already, which is why does it matter? Well, it matters. It only matters if you care that you get the things done you want. So, for example, if you have, I've used the music examples and I've used the visual examples. Let's use an example from life. If I want to have a physical form and shape that is good, let's say I'm overweight, which I had been at one time. If I'm overweight and I want to fix that, then what I eat, how much I exercise, when I eat and all those things, that needs to be my focus. If, on the other hand, my focus is simply indulging my palate and that is the focus, then the likelihood is that I'll gain more weight or certainly won't lose it. So why it matters is it lets you enjoy what you mean to enjoy. It lets you bring your time, attention, and love to the right things. And one of the things we've talked about regularly in podcasts is that you have the ability as a divine creator to have any outcome you want. If you want more money, you can create more money. If you want better relationships, you can create better relationships. If you want better physical health, you can have better physical health. If you want all of those things, you can have all of those things. The process of getting there is creating focus and clearly defining what you need to be in focus, what you need to have. If you don't, then life is just going to sort of cruise along. And there's a word for that, go with the flow. Well, it might be fun to go with the flow if you're hanging out by the river and having a picnic for that afternoon. But go with the flow isn't a strategy of life to help you create the ultimate life, unless you define the ultimate life as no particular goals. But we've defined the ultimate life as a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, serving others with your divine gifts. That we won't accomplish without focus. So it matters, because you and I are trying to create the ultimate life of prosperity and joy and purpose using your divine gifts to serve. If you're trying to do that, then it matters to have those things in focus. Now, just like with a camera and just like in the studio, you can't have everything in focus at once. Trying to do that is another recipe for disaster, both visually, good examples, and in the studio also. If I try to get everything in focus in the mix at the same time, I can't do it. So an audio mix is a really good example. If I try to have the bass in focus, then it can only occupy a certain space, the low frequencies. If I want to have the singer in focus, then I limit the frequency range. And without getting all the technical drivel from the audio world, it's not hard for you to understand that I can't have everything front and center in focus all at the same time, because the audio spectrum won't support it. So just like that, your life won't support it either. If you're trying to have everything front and center all the time, it won't work. So instead, we sequence. We say, okay, and this is where things like a morning ritual come in. You jump up in the morning and you say, all right, I'm going to focus all my effort and energy on creating a powerful morning ritual and doing those things for the first hour of my day. And the purpose of that is to focus on my body and my spirit. And then the focus changes to something else. So, for example, this morning I got up early and I did some exercise, again, to focus on my physical body. And then I read some sacred literature, some scriptures, and had time for prayer. That was to focus on my spirit. And then I took a walk for about 40 minutes. And the purpose of that walk was to focus on my goals for the day. What do I want to do today? What do I want to be able to say at the end of today? I've got done. And there are a couple of other pieces, but that'll give you the essence of that. And then there was a space of, all right, nutrition. So I have a shake and I prepare a certain way and all that stuff. None of that is news and none of it is rocket science. But if I neglect appropriate focus on each of those areas, then I won't be prepared. Think of it as playing a game, a sporting game. If I go to ski without my ski boots, even though my skis might be polished and I might have great jacket and clothes, if I don't bring my ski boots, I'm in trouble. So there is a time and a way to focus sequentially so that your whole life is firing on all cylinders. The last piece of this is to talk about what focus, clarity of focus, has to do with your ultimate life. So we've done some very specific and narrow examples in visual arts, in audio and audio engineering. We've talked about morning rituals and all that stuff, but let's talk about some bigger goals for a minute. If you stop and think right now, right, it's July as I make this podcast today, but when you hear it, it could be August, it could be next year. So if you think about the distance between you and Christmas, for example, or you and New Year's, for example, that's going to be somewhere between 1 and 12 months, right? If you think, ask yourself this question: what do I want in the context of an ultimate life to give myself for Christmas? What do I want to have different in my life? What do I want to have created? Now think about this like you've seen a movie where a lab technician is looking at a bacteria sample, and they pull it up on a microscope and they slide the slide under the microscope and they mess with the lenses a little and turn the focus ring. to bring it into sharp focus so they can examine the details of that particular microbe. Your goals are the same way. If you say in a big way, I would like to have a book written by Christmas, or I'd like to be making $5,000 more a month by Christmas than I am today, the first thing we need to do is get it in focus. So put it under the microscope, twist the knobs, and that in the metaphor for twist the knobs is spend some mental time thinking, what do I see? What has to change in my life so that I create this new outcome? And if the new outcome, for example, is more money, you say, all right, the behaviors and activities and hours I'm spending right now, the way I'm spending them, create the income that I have right now, creates the money I've got right now. What is it that I need to change or do different specifically, just like under a microscope, so that I can have more money created? Now, there might be lots of answers. I need to do something different, get a different kind of work. The answer might be spend more time, although most of us probably feel like we're pretty busy, so that might not be attractive. It might be, all right, I need to stop using time for this set of activities. And whatever it is, you go through that one goal at a time and put the goal under a microscope and say, okay, what things need to change so that I can have this piece of the goal? And the way it works best is if your goals are clear, crystal clear. So answer the two questions: do what, by when, exactly what do you want to create, when do you want that, and then you go to work with your microscope and say, what is there going on in my life that's in the way of having this be my current reality? Why don't I already have it? And what little things can I do to change right now to start moving toward this new goal and creating my ultimate life? Open your heart
and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet on